A reading from the book of Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
A bulletin up here with maybe a sermon in it. Oh. You know what? She got angry. I messed up her flower. I promise you it'll be shorter like this than if I did it, if I winged it. Oh, boy. I love this place. What do all of the holy writings of Confucianism, of Judaism, of Islam, of Buddhism, of Taoism, of Sikhism, of Baha'i, and Christianity, and any other of the world's great religions that you can name, what do they all have in common? Think about that for a minute. We'll talk about it later. Well, today, once again, it's time to tell part. I made a vow back almost 20 years ago now, when my crazy cousin Chuck died, that I would remember crazy cousin Chuck on Mother's Day every year. Chuck was a wastrel. He was a scoundrel. He was a criminal. He was a ne'er-do-well who got redeemed. Growing up, I always dreaded when Mike and Chuck, Mike's his little brother, when they'd come to see me, because Chuck would steal all my toys. He's about 5 years older than me. He was always in and out of trouble. He got kicked out of every school he had ever been in, from grade school up through high school. I was the first to graduate from college of the cousins, and he was the first to never finish any school he was in. Chuck was, remember the movie The Bad Seed? Chuck was bad seed. Everybody gave up on Chuck. When he left school, he went to Amarillo and he got a job in a filling station. And one day his boss came in and his boss showed him, he was so proud, he had a brand new pistol. And his boss showed Chuck the new pistol. Chuck took the pistol and robbed his boss with it. And took his boss's pickup. Headed north out of Amarillo and got about 50 miles. Threw him in prison. While he was in prison, he learned photography and he became an accomplished photographer. And when he got out, he started taking pictures of driver's license and other forms of identification. And he made a good living for a while till he got caught, thrown back in prison. He learned underwater welding this time. But being from Snyder in Lubbock, there wasn't a big market for underwater welders. So he got caught robbing somebody again and thrown back in prison. The third time, though, he went to nursing school. Chuck, those two things don't go together. He finished nursing school in prison. He got out. He became a nurse. Over the next 20 years, he built such a reputation as an emergency cardiac nurse that he would go to other hospitals and teach them how to do emergency cardiac nursing. Wow. Chuck, all those years, though, burned the candle at both ends, and he died young, died in Atlanta. We didn't know when he passed away. Chuck was a wastrel, scoundrel, criminal, who was redeemed by his mother's love. His mother, my aunt Lois Omega, my grandparents named her Omega. You know why? She was to be the last. Till her two younger brothers came along. But of course, if you're from Lubbock, you know it wasn't Lois Omega, it was Lois Omega. So I knew her as Aunt Omega. And she loved Chuck with a love that wouldn't stop. The only other person who did was my grandmother and Chuck's grandmother, Mom. Everybody called Mom, Mom. To picture her, those of you who remember Mayberry, Aunt B, my grandmother was Aunt B. She and Omega loved Chuck into redemption. There are three kinds of love. We were talking to the kids. Eros, philia, and agape. Philia, we got to hold my great-grandson, and there is no connection like that. The first time you hold it, there's that love of someone you are connected with that is undeniable. It's unexplainable. There is the boy-girl, girl-girl, boy-boy love of Eros. My first date with Mary Louise was 26 years and 2 months ago. We were set up by a couple of friends who were my deacons out in Sugarland, and I was trying to impress Mary Louise. I'd heard good things about her, and so I had my best duds on. Mary Louise was trying to do the exact opposite. She had on a shapeless gray sweatshirt. What kind of person wears a gray sweatshirt on a date? Okay. But I was smitten from that first night. You know what really did it, though? We double dated with this couple who are still close friends. And we went to Fuddruckers, and she put onions on her hamburger. And I thought, this may work after all. There's another kind of love. Agape is the perfect love of God. Philia is wonderful. Eros is great. Agape is the greatest. Agape love doesn't depend on sentiment. Agape love doesn't depend on circumstance or attitude. It is the unconditional, undeniable, unfathomable, unexplainable love that God has for each of us. Think about that. The Creator of the cosmos loves each one individually with a love that will not be overcome by anything. And the truth of the matter is that Jesus commands that we love each other. Again, each other means all others. With that love, we are not commanded to love the brotherly or sisterly love of our kinship. We're not commanded to love the eros, the love of romance. But we are commanded by Jesus to love each other. And that command is non-negotiable. Think about it for a minute. If every religion I mentioned at the beginning, remember that list? If every practitioner of all of those religions obeyed the commands of their own religion, war would be a thing of the past. Enmity would be a thing of the past. We would need no Department of Defense. Their command to love, which is a part of each of their own doctrines, would make the need for advanced weaponry obsolete. But just because we can't cure the world's ills of failing to love like that does not mean we shouldn't keep our own side of the street clean, does it? FCC Conroe is commanded by God to love unconditionally, period. The question is, though, how do we as imperfect beings, imperfect human beings, love with God's perfect love? Do you remember the words of Jesus when they asked him, you know, when did we do good things for you, Lord? What did he tell them? For as much as you have done so for the least of these, so you have done for me. We only have one task that we must complete. We must learn to see the face of Jesus in everyone we meet. So faith, hope, love, abide. These three, but the greatest. Amen.